Hello, and thanks for joining us on the Raiders meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, everyone. Today we have an extended meeting with our marketing department, the Kabbalah Law marketing department, and together we'd like to scrutinize our message of mutual guarantee, Arvut, to the Israeli public. So, Gilad Shadmon, please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, with us is the Israeli dissemination management team, the people that take our materials and disseminate them on the general networks, Facebook, YouTube, different social networks, and especially our coordinating between the different systems. And we heard you saying that it is time to come out with the message of mutual guarantee, that it is time to hear about this. And therefore, we want to come out, we don't even want to call it a campaign, but it's an extended process. And we'd like to ask, in order to try and pinpoint the message that we want to deliver to the Israeli public. So the first question is the time right now and why?
Well, we see that we are before elections in the United States, before elections in Israel. The ongoing coronavirus crisis. And no one in the world can understand where it's coming from, how it suddenly came to be, what's the reason for it, what's the remedy for it. So all those things obligate us to come out of our hiding, so to speak, as Baal Sulam writes, to get out of myself and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah among the people. So we are an extension of that same movement, that same action, where we must rise and wake up and go out to meet the people. Because according to what we learn, without a doubt, the only remedy against all the blows, especially since those are general blows, international, global blows, doesn't matter how you call it, those blows come from the general point of correction, where humanity has to do it, has to rise to it, and no one can overcome it. It's not in one country, but really throughout the whole world. So we need to talk about the general correction, but the cause and everything that's causing it. There is no other method except for the wisdom of Kabbalah in humanity that can overcome the blow, this general blow, the global blow. Since what man can invent is here or there little remedies, like a pill against a headache, but such problems that concern all of humanity, we don't have any remedy and nothing really. We see that in the best case scenario, these pandemics leave us and then they return. We don't really know how to overcome them. And here, the coronavirus, and who knows with what modifications and mutations we're going to find it in. We don't even understand the reason. We understand biologically what is happening, but it still doesn't give us an answer about the reason for its arrival. And it's because it's at a higher degree from us. And we need to show it to all of humanity that the medicine accordingly has to be on degrees that are typically higher than how we normally respond to such blows. So we have a problem, and we need to feel responsible. And I constantly talk about it. The first stage, the first approach should be that other than us, no one can reveal it, no one can talk about it intelligently, nobody's even close to it. So on the one hand, we may appear unreal. How come these people are jumping, and why are they talking about the hate between people as the reason for the coronavirus? What's the connection between the two? On the one hand. On the other hand, we have no choice. And we need to try as much as possible to find the connection as if it is there, because in truth, we don't see it. But we know, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, that this is how we can connect those the things, the cause of hate between people and the appearance of such calamities. But however you turn it, the responsibility is on us.
So what's the right way to turn to the public? What deficiency of theirs are we talking to? For us, the reason is clear, but what can we turn to the public with so they'll hear us?
We need to try and tell people about what we know, and in a way that is easy, clear, close to the people, and what we can't connect directly, biological virus and to a spiritual catalyst, our thoughts, our desires, because there's no way to demonstrate this connection in practice. Nevertheless, there's no choice. We have to talk about it more and more until it will become apparent through us from above, following a few more blows. Nevertheless, people will try to connect these two things. It will become apparent.
So how do we tie between these things? I understand from what you're saying that the problem is the lack of connection between us, the hate, the bad relationships, but they feel the blow as corona, financial problems.
No, they feel the result. They feel bad. Bad because people get sick, people die, there are economic blows, families, and different things. It's clear. But those are all results of the corona. We're talking about the reasons for the coronas. That's a totally different thing. You have a problem with corona. You have what came before the corona, what invited the corona, what awakened it, and there's a result from the corona. Well, we can talk, which is before us, in the field. So here's the question. What invoked the coronavirus? There, we need to take care of this problem, that the virus will not even show itself, not the results. Let's shut everything down and do this or do that. You understand? This is already after the fact. The damage is already felt. That's when we need to talk about the reasons for the virus. And try to explain the reason behind it, why it came to us, why do we deserve it.
So we have to come and say, look, we're all suffering because of the corona and all of its side effects, but the reason isn't on this level at all, on a different level.
Of course, it comes from above, from the divine level, from spirituality. It comes to us, clothes in us, and provides different results on the ground, further below us. But it comes from above, and that's how it spreads from above down. Everything that we have in this world, especially this virus, it's always like that. You don't have anything that simply comes from thin air. It always cascades down from the upper root and comes to us. And after that, we see the results.
Anyone else wants to ask only about this, about the reason and the outcome before we go to the remedy? If anyone has a question, now is the time. Only about this, so we can pinpoint our message.
האם נכון להסביר את הסיבה כחוק הטבע? להיכנס פה לאיזשהו הסבר מדעי, חוק טבע.
ודאי שכן. אנחנו לא יוצאים מחוק הטבע.
Should we explain it as a natural law?
Of course. We never leave the laws of nature. Our work is to disclose the laws of nature as one law that we need to keep.
אני רוצה לשאול בשביל מה?
I want to ask, what does a person need to know that it comes down from godliness? What does he need it for?
From godliness, meaning from nature. It comes down from higher degrees in nature. It comes down to us here. And we
מרגישים את זה?
We feel it. We suffer from it. From the moment we feel it, we suffer from it, we see it, then we begin to relate to it. But that's already too late. We need to meet it on the way, to prevent it from coming. So what invoked this blow on us? When such viruses are coming down, what are the reasons for it to bring them to us? Why, what are we doing seemingly wrong that it comes to us as a blow, as a disease? It always happens like that. There's a reason in us for why these things appear. Just like you have with all the diseases. We know less or more, but if we behave correctly, then those viruses don't show up like that. We are now at a different time. Not in local viruses with the coronavirus, but in a planet-wide virus. And that's why we have a special opportunity to deal with it, because we're talking about a new stage in the development of people, of humans, and accordingly, the errors of humans.
If you can specify, suppose when I have the flu or a virus, I never ask, why did it come from nature? I'm simply asking for a solution for my problem. I'm not asking, where did it come from? Now yes. You're talking about the reasons, the roots, exalted matters.
So I'm telling you that this is the first time, perhaps, that we will not find a solution, a remedy. I don't think that we'll find one on the corporeal level. Maybe we could make this particular virus, we can eradicate that one, but then another one will come. Some scientists are starting to see that there are more advanced kinds of viruses.
So we can say that the problem isn't the corona, but the uncertainty that we went into. We don't know what the reason is.
We enter this state, which is a general state. There's the body. It has various diseases, conditions, hand, leg, lungs, and there's a general state of the body where the entire body enters a general system where all the subsystems are out of sync.
יש בהם ממש, הם לא פועלים כי צריכות להיות
They don't operate as systems need to work in one body. This happens typically before a person begins to, is dying. His systems, it's not a hand or foot which you can care for or even amputate if you need, but this is not about amputating an organ. It's about the entire body. All of humanity is suffering one disease. It's a deterioration, a collapse of the general system. It's not that the hand is wrong or the leg is wrong. The head or the belly. It's not different parts that suffer their own conditions. It's a general illness of the entire system. So we have to relate to what's happening in a new way.
Humanity always suffered plagues, AIDS, SARS, this, that. What's different now?
That's a small scale of the condition, conditions that come in a limited way in this part of the population or this part, old people, young people, toddlers, gay people. This is something else. This is a virus that can enter each and every person and has no problem. Only with respect to young children is not so vicious because, as we can say, children are not operated by their ego towards others. They have a natural activation of the ego by nature. They're not activating themselves willfully for the detriment of the other. They don't have this clear, egoistic form apparent in them. So with kids, there will be a different calculation, relatively. But later, in order to harm us, the grown-ups, the kids will also suffer. So that we would suffer.
What is the reason that the entire system is ill and suffering now? Why now? What do we have to learn from this?
That our entire system is sick. It's like a single body, or the whole system, the entire system is like one person. And this entire system, this one person is ill. Coronavirus is dominating him, giving him the feeling that we're sick.
And what is the disease? Because obviously it's not the corona, only the result.
All the systems are out of sync. We are one body, one desire, one humanity, an integrated system, and we're not working in a mutual fashion. So just like in the human body, what we call is dysfunction of all the systems, and there's nothing, very little we can do against it.
If so, what's the solution for this disease?
This malfunction of the systems is happening because the general force is leaving the person and is not connecting all the subsystems of the human to work in unison, and we don't know what to do with it. It's because there's a total collapse of the systems, and that's what's happening in humanity. We brought humanity to such a state, and we are to blame for the fact that it's being revealed. We're calling it coronavirus, all sorts of things, But with each passing day, we're coming closer to a state where the collapse of the systems will become clearly apparent more and more. And we will look at ourselves as a dying body, diseased dying body, and we have no remedy.
So the disease is that we're not synchronized, out of sync, disconnected, yes. And the corona is only a symptom. The problem is that the systems are failing.
Yes, yes. Humanity is like one person lying on his deathbed. And the angels, the cherubs, are bringing us to bed, and they're showing us what's happening.
And what can we do about it? We that came to that ill person.
We have to heal. We have to connect between us in such a way that we will revive this body.
And what should our message be? Mutual guarantee, unity of the people? What should it be?
You can say it this way or that way, but the connection. The wrong connection between the systems.
Anyone else wants to ask, please?
And we see how in all the countries this conflicting forces are erupting and they're tearing countries to pieces in different parts of the planet. Now, for the time being, it's in the United States and in Israel, but we will see it soon everywhere. Humanity will enter a total dissolution.
Everyone's talking about mutual guarantee on many levels. What's the difference between the mutual guarantee that we're talking about and what they're talking about? What's our message? What are we bringing?
I don't know exactly what they're saying. I don't know what they're recommending to do. Maybe it's just talk, but in order to kind of cement their own personal egos, but mutual responsibility. Everyone thinks of the other and is in the integrated system, is working only for the sake, for the benefit of the system. That's it.
Why is it working for the sake of the body?
And that's how it's organized from nature.
No, I mean, we have to explain to people, this is the disease, now this is beneficial for you. Why is it beneficial to work?
Because the forces of nature are working on us as a single body. They're treating us like that. And if we're not uniting into a single body, then it works out that we are opposite nature, and the forces of nature will work us in such a way that they take us apart.
How does the corona affect man's ego?
It shows how the ego is a destructive force.
Does it change him in some way?
It causes a dysfunction of the egoistic abilities. It mutes all the systems, and it's common. The body dies. The egoistic body, and then when you silence it, it dies. So in this way, the nature is working to heal the body, heal humanity. It cleanses humanity of all these different extra egoistic forms, so it won't be able to activate it.
So the program of the ego is dying inside of us.
It doesn't die, and it's not a program, rather a result of what we wanted to build and how we wanted to benefit from it, pleasure from it, they gradually decompose and wither.
When we come out with a message, we have to start with something and, you know, gradually add to it. The question is it enough to say at first that we are not caring about each other enough?
You didn't really reveal anything new. Everybody will agree to it. But it's without hands or legs. So without legs, because why are you saying it? How come? Based on what? And without hands, because you're not offering a solution. And how are you taking it in this way? How do you explain it this way? If you're not delivering all those things in a very easy way, maybe without all the supporting material, but in a way that is accessible and gives a complete picture, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
So here there is another question. Is our goal now to communicate some one message, or to take people through a certain process where they will internalize the entire message?
I think we have to write everything. And don't hold back for later. Later, we'll have stuff to deal with later.
So even if it's a big message, to wrap it up for a person to be able to understand and accept it as a whole. Not only arvut or this or that.
Yeah, don't hold back, because if you don't want to say it and they'll feel that it's coming later, it's not good. This is not good.
Everything meaning what? What's the purpose? What are we supposed to achieve?
Whatever you can tell people about the state, the reason for what's happening, the result, the remedy, all those things you must disclose.
Norma, go ahead.
Davka shel Oleg.
I have a question about things abroad, but maybe before that, Oleg,
try to ask
about what you're writing. Our message is still unacceptable because it has weak spots. For example, you said that there's no synchronization. There were always plagues, but there was never a global world. People can say that as an answer. So there are weak spots where explanation is weak. The question is simple. And also our message, we scrutinized it. We understand what we have to tell people. What's not clear is how to introduce it in a way that people will accept it. Because in the meantime, we're yelling with a calculation for the future, the things are going to get worse, and then they'll start hearing. How to make them hear now before things get painful, and then they don't care whether it's rational or not anymore.
What are you missing exactly? Tell me. The main thing is a lack of connection between the correct behavior between us and the illness itself. That's what you're referring to?
Obviously, if we don't care for each other, there are problems. Still, people don't see the system, that the corona is a systemic thing, that it won't go away. This I can't explain to them. Why won't it go away? Why is it a system? Only not theoretically, because they always have an answer for that. They have what to say if it's theoretical.
אני רואה בהופעת הווירוס הזה.
I see in the appearance of this virus something global that belongs to the human society, the human system, because it works and it appears throughout the human system in all the nations, all the continents, in everyone.
ולכן אני צריך לדעת מה בעצם יכולה להיות הסיבה לזה.
I need to know what is the reason for it.
נכנסנו בפנדמיה הזאת למכות.
We've entered during this pandemic a string of blows on our ego.
כאלו שלא היו כמוהם.
Such that we've never had before.
ולכן אנחנו צריכים להבין ש
therefore we need to understand
סיבה ל
the reason
לווירוס
for the virus
בגובה
has to be
בהתאם לזה מה נמצא
on the same height accordingly
בכל האנושות
what exists in all of humanity as a reason for such a global disease. We always said that a global blow would come. Well, it was never global. It was in Asia, maybe a little bit in Europe. Then it left one place and moved to another and people carried it from place to place. Here it's not even people.
אי אפשר להגיד, זה כל כך
I can't say it.
בצורה כמעט מיידית בכל המקומות שבעולם.
It erupted almost immediately all over the world.
יש לך עבריינים ש
And it works out as if you have
כדי להדליק.
Like you have criminals who are standing with torch blow torches around the planet and setting it on fire. It wasn't according to the normal laws of the spread of an epidemic. And even if you would close, completely lock down a country and do other preventive measures, also you would not be able to stop it. Show me an example of someone who succeeded. We suddenly discover it in villages in South America or in the far north among people who are not even in contact with other people. Why is it happening? These things aren't transmitted by humans. Afterwards, yes, but from the get-go, they're not coming, they're coming from nature.
משום מה.
Seemingly, somehow.
אני לא יודע. באמת אין. זה כרגיל שהייתה בעיה.
In truth, it's always been a problem for Kabbalists to explain that all the problems were a result of the egoistic relationship between us.
וזה תמיד הם היו שותקים.
They were always, they always kept quiet on that. But now, when we enter this last generation, it seems to me like there's a place to talk about it, and if not to convince people right now, then at least to speak about it nevertheless. We have to talk about it.
Because the wisdom of Kabbalah has to become revealed, so we have to reveal it. That's it. Our explanation is very holistic. And it sounds excellent, I think. Only what Oleg is saying, that we're losing those people that are looking for something practical. Is there a chance of explaining this on the practical level, or we're remaining on the holistic level and we're saying that what you see are already results of it? You can't show people how, out of the disbalance between the will to receive and the will to bestow through screens, that this balance has to exist, that this disbalance brings us problems on the level of matter. You can't. It's impossible. There's no connection between spirituality and corporeality in this way. But still, we want to go out and explain. What we heard today, this is what we're explaining. In the meantime, yes, maybe. As a result of the blows of who knows what, the public will grow wiser, and then they will be able to hear this message from us, and we'll also be able to communicate to them a clear message. I understand what you're saying. What can you do? Nessie is asking, should we always stay moderate and calm or make provocacies?
What are the provocations?
I meant, suppose a person is going through some kind of transplantation, so you suppress the other organs in order to transplant this organ. Can we use force in order to insert some kind of wholeness, perfection message, something that can cure the body if used correctly?
No, it's not going to work in spirituality. It has to be out of free choice, through convincing, and with agreement, and not forcefully, where you anesthetize the body, and then you do forcefully whatever you need to do. It doesn't work. There is no coercion in spirituality.
Odd.
More?
About provocations. People are inflated with content nowadays, seeing plenty of things, you know, nothing moves people anymore. The question is, we're explaining things very moderately, in very pleasant ways. We're not like blowing a person's screen.
Why?
That he has to read it. Because we're coming from a point of education, so we're keeping this kind of grayness.
This is not good. That's why it's working. It's going over people's heads. Nobody's paying attention. When you're giving a name for yourself, that people skip you.
So do you think that we have to use more provocations?
Not provocation. I don't want to provoke. The state is sharp enough, is intense enough to speak about it openly, as it is, and that it's dangerous, and that it's pulling us. It's pulling us to very dangerous states. And I don't need to hide it. Like Baal Sulam, as it's written in Kabbalah, we're coming soon to the nuclear war, after which a small number of people will remain on the face of the planet, who will have to start all over again to procreate and revive humanity over thousands of years. Nature has endless amounts of time. I need to say it. Why not? I also have to say what's written in the prophets, that we could come to a very difficult state where merciful women cooked their babies. Give them this verse so they can see what it's talking about. You're not speaking from yourself. But you have to show it to people. Otherwise, you remain convoluted. The nerves of people in Western Europe.
At the beginning of our talk, you explained that mutual guarantee is where everyone thinks about everyone else, feeling that we're all in one integral system, working for the sake of the integral system. How is it?
Again?
Again, previously explained that mutual guarantee is that everyone thinks about everyone, feeling that we're all in an integral system and that we work for the sake of the system. How is this expressed, realized?
Nature is an ideal system, and that's how it activates the still, vegetative, and animate. Everyone other than the human degree, the speaking degree, the fact that we're not in the system in an integral way, we're not integrated into it, that causes all the sorrow and chaos in the system, and most of all, it all comes back to us. So what do you want to hear about it?
Someone who's sitting at home, that hears us, someone on the street, doesn't matter, any person. What does it mean to think about the other person and to think that we're a part of an integral system? What does it mean to act on part of the system in favor
nice.
Of the system?
It's to think that we're all connected together and how we are separate from each other, we're moving apart from each other, we hate each other, and accordingly we are harming the general system, and as a result we suffer blows, especially in our time, where according to the calculations we need to come to a state where we reveal the connection, the unity, one system, and we are almost the opposite. We are in a growing gap between us and the true system where we have to be in. And that's why our problems will continue to grow. If we think that we will go back one day to the good state as we were, we will never be able to come close to what was. What has been was that golden era is gone. We'll never have it again. We're moving away from it, and there will be states that are increasingly worse until we will discover the destruction in what we've built.
So hate is like poison spreading throughout the body of society?
Yes.
This is the disease?
Yes, everything is based on that. And as a result, all the other things that nature can tolerate, the distance between us, because specifically, according to its plan, we need to reach connection between us. So it turns out that we have no other choice. But we have to... You have to come closer. If not, we'll never have a better state. Everyone is dreaming. When will we get back? There's nowhere to get back to. There's no turning back. There's no turning back to anything. No. It's simple. We will see that we will not be able to do anything of the things we used to do.
לורי, את רצית לשאול, תמיר, לגבי האדם הפשוט, איך הוא יכול להבין את זה, כן?
You wanted to ask about simple people, about the general public, how could they understand this? Yeah, I wanted to ask. I heard you say that there is a reason for the corona and there are results. Also in people, where you see that there are external results, that there are different external manifestations, like people lose their livelihood and different other problems. But also inside people, there is an inner lack that's awakening. Maybe it's even subconscious. It's something that people aren't even aware of. How can we deal with this, a person's inner pain? Because even if we arrange livelihood and everything that he needs, still, it doesn't quench the inner pain. How do we deal with that? How do we approach it with this question that awakens in him?
On the outside, it's clear that he lacks sustenance, financial sustenance, and the society he used to have around him. I am certain, I'm convinced we're not going back to how things were. And when you see that these places open up on the street, you know, private commerce and all that, it's never going to be like it was before. It's going to disappear completely. Our cities, our lives, our families even, it will be completely different. You'll see in 6 months and then in a year, you'll see how it will be. It continues to move towards a new state that's further away from how things were. And we're still living in the past. We're constantly comparing what we have now and what we had. And how can we pull something from what we had to this present? And you can't do it. Unless we fill ourselves with a new plan, we'll march together with nature, we'll walk forward and not backwards. When we see what they want from us, let's see how we are coming close to it. And if we're thinking how to come back to how it was, and nature is pulling us to what will be, we are simply increasing the gap between the desired and the present state, and this is to our detriment.
So maybe this should be our central message, to come out with something new. There's a new plan. Let's understand it, and this will solve our current problems.
You need to write about everything we're talking about, and don't filter or beautify or design it in different ways that it's disgusting to read. There's no truth in it, and it doesn't hit the mark, and it doesn't touch the heart.
Obviously, we've already decided that we have to give the entire message, but an initial message.
Behind your packaging, they see nothing. You have to be as sharp, as revealed in your face. It has to sting, although they won't agree, but they'll see it. In a few months, they will agree.
So what headline? A headline that will draw a person to read about everything that we talked about. What headline would you give?
The truth you shall acquire, but never sell.
And what do these words mean? Can you explain?
There's nothing to explain. Each one understands according to how much they understand.
Still, we're going to explain something. So what's the truth here? What's what?
Dudi, what do you want
from me, Dudi?
Explain
to them that their salvation is in connection, and they'll understand as much as they understand. You wrote about it, you're tired of this, you want to write about something else, find something else. But the truth,
הצבעים שאתם מצפים אותו.
But without all the colors that you typically painted.
Because you're saying don't change, don't make it more subtle, so it'll take a few more months. But still, we're turning to a person's contemporary deficiency. And you're saying no, tell them in advance, ahead.
No, it's not, you can't say it in advance, it's already there. Rather, when I tell him that it's going to be worse, then why, in what way, I need to say it, why not? Specifically by that I might eventually earn his trust.
אני לא רואה תועלת ממה שאתם כותבים.
I don't see any benefit of what you're writing. So many people in so many ways in different places, because what you write you can skip. None of that influences a person.
So what will influence people?
Truth with a bite, with a sting. That's what has to be there. And you is half a truth and no bite. It's a caress. It's disgusting.
So what's the sting?
The sting is when you tell him it's going to be worse, it's going to be like this and like that.
Prophets too always said, if you shall hear, then like this. If you shall not hear, then like that. We have to package it this way. If we'll act according to the system, this will happen. If we don't, then like this. That's the sting.
That's how it has to be. Each time an explanation about the system, the good things that can be, and also the bad things that may be revealed. And in a while, in a month, show them that, look, I was right, and you were not right. You were suffering more, and if you had done what I told you, you would suffer less. Sarcastically.
You laughed at me, now I'm laughing at you. Without showing the sting, a real prick, you can't awaken the public. So, may this be your name, but at least it's the truth. You'll have a name of truth. Eventually you go to a doctor that knows how to cure and not the one who knows how to say pretty words and give you some tranquilizing pill or something. So, time after time, they'll really understand that we have the remedy. We're the doctors. Yeah. Okay.
Rav, יחד עם זה?
No.
אפשר להוסיף?
No.
יחד עם זה שאנחנו
along with I don't want to find ourselves in a one-way situation that will disseminate and disseminate at a certain point they'll hear us, but still how can we build a two-way kind of communication
אלא שאנחנו באמת נראה מה חסר לקהל נתפתח נפתח את המסר שלנו יחד עם הכאב שלו.
So we can develop our message along with their pain, so we won't disseminate for the sake of dissemination.
This depends on the style of writing. If you start from commensurating with their pain, then that's enough, that's good. But if you tarnish your entire message because you want to show that you are a bleeding heart and you're suffering with them, then you're destroying everything. A doctor should not be like that. A doctor should look at the disease and the tools at his disposal to overcome the disease. And that's first. And when the patient says, no, it hurts, maybe I'll pay a little more and don't do this procedure. And everything ends there.
We're looking for the public's feedback, some kind of outcome.
I don't think so. Not to such a degree that it will change our writing or our style of writing.
Okay, so to write in a truthful, pricking way, giving these messages as we've heard today, but still, we want some kind of response. We're talking as publicity people. We have to measure. We're marketing here something. There's communication.
Typically, I don't hear. I don't read mail that comes to me from people. I know that I'm in the truth. I try as much as possible to explain to the audience as much as possible, and also to hear questions. I'm ready. Where accordingly, I can change the style of my address to the people, but not more than that.
The way you're describing it, I mean, if we could even put, I don't know, posters on billboards, but I want for them to come to study with us. I just want to give them this, the message, be well, all the best. But we do want to lure them in.
Dudi, I'm tired of talking about it. If you know how to turn to them, do it. If not, then don't. You want to play before the audience until they embrace you? Then go and play. Just, it's a shame that you're doing it on behalf of Bnei Baruch. It's not an organization for people with mental problems. It insists on its point in order to explain to humanity that we, as Yonah, the prophet, says, in 2 weeks' time, we're all gone. That's it.
Rav, I
The picture I see is that there is an explanation. The explanation is the diseases that our systems on the human level are out of balance, are not synchronized. And if we will be synchronized, this is what will happen. If we won't, this is what will happen. And we can't package it. That's it. We don't hide anything. This is the truth. You can make clips out of it, whatever, but the message is simple.
Yes, who else has questions?
Good.
So be well and good luck.
Wait, we have a few more questions. Can just...
If you listen to what we discussed today, there isn't a new word that we haven't said before. Not a single word that's new. But before 15 fools, like a wall that's before me, and I'm trying to break through it and tell them what to do. And they stick to their guns and they'll write as before. So what do you want from me? The audience doesn't understand. The audience wants all they think of us. Then get out of here. You're not in the right place. More questions.
Okay, we'll summarize everything that we've heard today. And we'll try to package it somehow and we'll introduce it to you.
You don't have to bug me. You have to do it without looking at me. You don't need it. You need to act from what you hear in the lessons and here and everywhere. And I understand the job is not simple. You want to come to a state where you touch the heart of a person, and it's a tough, stony heart to come to with this message, but for that, you can't lie and you can't twist the truth. On the contrary, you speak as directly as possible, as bitingly as possible. If you'd have done it 6 months ago, they would have looked at you differently today. Look what they said before, and we are truly in such a state.
טוב, ביי.
אוקיי, גוד ביי.